Hey, we wanted to remind you about our hotline, of course.
Are we still on the air?
We're still on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that.
1-800-946-4420. We talk about the hotline all the time, but let me tell you a little bit more about it. It's a recording. It's a little message from me, and it allows you to leave any type of message that you like. You can, you know, ask us a question. You can, you know, share a tip with us, which we often get, of things that have worked well. And a lot of times those will start out where, hey, I heard you and Joe talking about such and such. Here's another way of doing that. Man, that's fantastic. Never hesitate to pick up the phone and give us a call and let us know about that. It's toll-free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You also may mention something that you'd like for us to cover. Well, we listen to every one of these messages, and we'll bring it back to you. Also, a lot of times people will say, hey, I've got this question, and that's how a lot of times people get on the air with us. But sometimes it's just a recording. Sometimes people just want to leave us a question and hope they get their answer. Well, we cover a lot of those. Just like this one, we're going to check in with Jared, who has a really good question for this time of the year.
I have some condensation on my furnace unit. I have a crawl space, and what I've noticed is when I was down there, I could kind of see a bunch of little water droplets on and around the duct that's coming directly out of the furnace. And so what I'm trying to eliminate is any area for mold. And I'm looking to see what can be done to stop that condensation. It seemed pretty bad more so when I was running the air conditioner and not as much as the furnace.
Okay, Jared, thanks for that, leaving that question for us on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Joe, of course, when we talk about condensation, we know it has to do with excessive moisture.
Right.
And it generally has to do when cold is fighting heat, or
right,
vice versa.
Exactly.
This being in the crawl space like that, you know, having to minimize the amount of moisture in there, I guess, is the starting point on this. But he's talking about the air conditioning. So, you know, traditionally the crawl space is cooler and damper than any other area of the house. I wonder how he would go about approaching this one.
Yeah, well, as you suggested, the two most common reasons for condensation are inadequate insulation on the ductwork and excessive moisture, so in the air. So you need to really address both of those. You need to ventilate that crawl space, and he has to check his ductworks, make sure they're properly sealed and insulated. A lot of ducts are sealed, meaning the joints where the ducts come together are sealed so air doesn't come out or go in when it's not supposed to. But they also have to be insulated, and often you see them where they're just sealed and not insulated. So he has to do that. He has to make sure that they're sealed. And you can try sealing the joints with mastic and foil-lined duct tape, and then wrapping them with insulation that has a vapor barrier. That's what I would suggest. And that would probably solve his problem right there.
Yeah, I think so. Just minimizing that and then creating that barrier so that cold metal is not able to condensate like that. That's a good one. Also, Joe, it makes me think of a great time to remind everybody about sealing up their ductwork. Now, this isn't
right,
a very, I don't know, sexy home improvement project, but when you think about this, that about 60% of all homes in the United States has at least a little air escaping through leaky ductwork. So it's pretty easy. You know, if it's, you know, so many forced air furnaces have their ductwork in the attic. Again, not a very great place to hang out, but
right,
if you'll turn that heat system on and then take your time, get you a good light. I'll tell you what's a great way to do that. Headlamps. Headlamps are so inexpensive, and that way,
yep,
you've got two hands and 2 feet that you can keep yourself from falling through the ceiling. And then
that's the voice of experience talking,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
And then you walk along there, you know, with the system running, and start right at the main furnace and just check everywhere there's a connection and just feel around it and see if any air is leaking. You know, you think about it. 60% of the homes in the United States,
right,
it's very likely that yours may be in that category. So you just check and see wherever it might be leaking. And then, as Joe mentioned talking about Jared's problem, is you take the foil-backed duct tape and you use it, and then you can buy a little bucket, like a quart or a gallon bucket of duct mastic. That's D-U-C-T, Joe, not D-U-C-K. You understand?
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Okay. It's not like quack,
although
quack.
Feathers are a great insulator. I don't think you want to be gluing ducts to
a little harder to work with the duct versus the duct. mastic. And you basically put a just get your old throwaway brush and you just coat over that metal tape. Amazing how easy it is and how effective that will be. I have found so many leaks over the years. You know, people getting their Christmas decorations out and unintentionally leaning on it or having boxes right. on it and creating the problem. Under the house, the same thing. That's one of those projects that you might stumble across a gigantic problem that can increase the energy efficiency of your home.